This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Japan's former foreign minister, Fumio Kishida, has won the governing party leadership election and is set to become the next prime minister. Kishida replaces outgoing party leader, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, who is stepping down after serving only 1 year. In his victory speech, Kishida vowed to tackle Japan's national crisis, including COVID-19, the economy battered by the pandemic, and the declining population and birth rate. He adds he will pursue a vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific that counters China's assertiveness in the region. Kishida beat popular vaccinations minister Taro Kono in a runoff after finishing only one vote ahead of him in the first round, where none of the four candidates, including two women, was able to win a majority. The top U.S. military officer has called the 20-year war in Afghanistan a strategic failure. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also has acknowledged to Congress that he had favored keeping several thousand troops in the region to prevent a collapse of the U.S.-supported Kabul government and a rapid takeover by the Taliban. Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee pointed to Milley's testimony Tuesday as evidence that President Joe Biden had been untruthful last month when he suggested the military had not urged him to keep troops in Afghanistan. North Korea says it successfully tested a new hypersonic missile as it continues to expand its military capabilities. The missile test early Tuesday was North Korea's third round of launches this month and took place as it tries to pressure Washington and Seoul over long-stalled negotiations. This is VOA News. 21 workers for the World Health Organization in Congo have been accused of sexually abusing people during an Ebola outbreak. A WHO-commissioned panel said Tuesday in a report that identified 83 alleged perpetrators connected to the 2018 through 2020 mission. The panel released its findings months after an Associated Press investigation found senior WHO management was informed of multiple abuse claims in 2019, but failed to stop the harassment and even promoted one of the managers involved. Pfizer has submitted research to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on the effectiveness of its COVID-19 vaccine in children, but the shots may not be available until November. The company said Tuesday it provided health regulations with data from a recent study of its vaccine in children 5 to 11 years old. Officials had said previously they would file an application with the FDA to authorize use in the coming weeks. Once the company files its application, U.S. regulators and public health officials will review the evidence and consult with their advisory committees to determine if the shots are safe and effective enough to recommend use. Here's a coronavirus numbers update. COVID-19 has killed at least 4.7 million people since the outbreak emerged in China in December 2019, according to figures from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. At least 232 million cases of coronavirus have been registered. The World Health Organization estimates the pandemic's overall toll could be 2 to 3 times higher than official records due to the excess mortality that is directly and indirectly linked to COVID-19. The vast majority of people have recovered, though some have continued and experienced continued symptoms weeks or even months later. With the clock ticking down to France's presidential elections in April, conservatives have yet to select a candidate from a crowded field of hopefuls who aim to beat the far right to set up a final against Emmanuel Macron. Half a dozen current or former members of the main right-wing party, the Republicans, the LR, are vying to run against the centrist Macron as he seeks re-election. But with other parties already in full campaign mode, the LR has only now decided how to choose the candidate. Not through a primary, as previously mentioned, and where anyone with right-wing views can vote, but in a Congress where only party members have a voice as late as December 4th. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.